Now here in the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, born of a woman, born under the law, to do what? To redeem them that were under the law. Now, they were children before. You see, the law never made anyone a son of God, as we saw last time. And he says, now to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now, adoption here doesn't mean what it means to us. Adoption to us today means that here's a couple that may not have any children. They go out to a home where they have children for adoption, and they see a precious little baby there. Their hearts go out to it, and then they adopt it. It becomes legal. It has to go through court action, and the little one becomes their child. And that's called adoption. But that's not what we have here. Actually, it's the man's own son. And that's what we were talking about a moment ago when he had the ceremony of toga virilis. That is, he's adopted now. He's adopted as a full-grown son. And the word in the Greek is weothesia, which means to place as a son. He's placed now as a full-grown son of God. Now, maybe this doesn't mean much to you, but this has meant a great deal to me, and if you will pardon me a personal illustration, only way I know a lot of these things is by pouring it through my own hopper and having experienced it myself. I do not think that you can draw truth from experience, but you certainly can use truth. And if you've had an experience that corroborates it, then that can be true. Now, over in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, we're told, as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, this means simply this, that the truth that's in the Word of God can only be interpreted by the Spirit of God. And until he interprets it, you can't understand it. He alone can interpret the Word of God. That's the thing that makes the difference today in certain men. A man can bring to the Word of God a brilliant mind, and he can learn something about the history, and he can study the archaeology, and he can study the language. He can become an expert in reading Hebrew or reading Greek, but he still misses the meaning. Why? Because the Spirit of God is the teacher, and until the Spirit of God teaches us, and even Isaiah the prophet had said that in Isaiah 64:4, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him, that is for Christ. Now, if you want to know about Christ, the Spirit of God will reveal it to you, but he alone can. Now, it means, therefore, that a mature Christian, one that's been in the Word for years, he is as helpless in studying the Bible as a newborn babe in Christ is, because the Spirit of God will have to teach each one of them. This is the personal illustration. When I first started in the ministry, I was so far behind everybody else. When I went back to school, I'd been out several years. I was the youngest one in my class. When I had to quit at the death of my father, I was the oldest one in the class when I came back to school 3 or 4 years later. And I had to make up a great deal. And I found out I was very ignorant of the Bible. I'd never seen a Bible in my home, never heard a prayer, and I didn't even know the books of the Bible. In fact, I was ignorant, friends. No one could have been more ignorant of the Word of God than I was. And I felt it. I tell you, I spent time memorizing the books of the Bible at first, and many of things that I did not even know before. And therefore, I developed I guess you would call an inferiority complex. When I would preach as a young preacher, I'd see people with gray hair in the congregation. I'd say, my, what I'm going to say today will be baby stuff for those folk because they really know the Bible. You know, I had my eyes open. I found out that there are a lot of folk that have got gray hair that are still babes in Christ. They just never have grown up. Now, he's put us into the place, and this was the great truth that was given to me, that the Spirit of God could teach me as a young believer as much as any mature Christian. And that mature Christian would have to let the Spirit of God be his teacher, and I would too. And we both could understand it if the Spirit of God was our teacher. Now, that was brand new for me, and that was wonderful for me. That did more for me than anything at the very beginning. And so I found out that probably that gray-haired man down there didn't really know as much about the Bible as he should have known, and maybe didn't know as much as I knew about it. And may I put it then like this today, as I came today to the study, I'm as helpless as anyone out yonder listening to this broadcast who has just accepted Christ as your Savior. The same Spirit of God that I believe is leading me and teaching me, he can teach you. And he's brought you, if you are his child, he's brought you into the position of a full-grown son, into the adoption. And my friend, there's nothing quite as wonderful as that. And that gave me a confidence and does to this good day. May I say to you, to know today that the Spirit of God will lead you and guide you into all truth if you just want to know it, if you're willing for Him to be your teacher.